He was at the door when Ed called. Varius, the unit turned back. How did John Aaron die? I wondered when you would get around to that. Tell me. The tears of life, they call it. A rare and costly thing. Clear and sweet as water, and it leaves no trace. I begged Lord Aaron to use a tester. In this very room I begged him, but he would not hear of it. Only one who was less than a man would even think of such a thing, he told me. Ned had to know the rest. Who gave him the poison? Some dear, sweet friend who often shared meat and mead with him, no doubt. Ah, but which one? There were many such. Lord Aaron was a kindly, trusting man. The eunuch sighed. There was one boy. All he was, he owed John Aaron. But when the widow fled to the Eyrie with her household, he stayed in King's Landing and prospered. It always gladdens my heart to see the young rise in the world. The whip was in his voice again, every word a stroke. He must have caught a gallant figure in the tourney, him in his bright new armour with those crescent moons on his cloak. A pity he died so untimely, before you could talk to him. Ned felt half poisoned himself. The squire, he said. Sir Hugh. Wheels within wheels within wheels. Ned's head was pounding. Why? Why now? John Aaron had been hanged for 14 years. What was he doing that they had to kill him?